My name is Fiona Maxwell and I'm the Parish Minister of Kay Park Parish Church in Kilmarnock. Welcome as you join us for worship. Some of you will be viewing this worship through your mobile phone, your laptop or your iPad. Others will be joining us through the new telephone service line that we have. This is charged at a local rate and you simply dial the number and you can hear the worship that we're sharing in together. Let me give you that telephone number and please do pass it on to anyone whom you think would find it helpful. The number is 01563 444426. That's 01563 444426. We come to join together in worship, knowing that we are loved by God, knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again that we might have life in all its fullness, knowing that the Holy Spirit of God fills us afresh, giving us peace and the presence of God around us, within us, above and beneath us. We worship together now.
Reading this week is Psalm 13. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. And may God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word, and to his name be glory and praise. Amen.
The other day I was out on my daily walk and I passed a man who was pushing a pushchair with a little toddler in the pushchair. The toddler was screaming and the man turned to the little one and said, "You're crying for no reason." As I continued walking, I found myself thinking about the way the man had spoken, what he'd said. I don't know about you, but sometimes if I see a toddler or a child lying on the supermarket floor remonstrating about life, I wish I could follow suit. What a release it would be. Well, it would be for me, but maybe not so much for those who witnessed it. The reality of life is that sometimes, many times, we find ourselves crying, perhaps for no reason. Or at least if we were asked to explain why we were upset, we would struggle. You may have heard the phrase being used more recently, it's okay to not be okay. And it is. In the Bible, we come across something called lamentation. It's a prayer for help coming out of a place of pain. When we hurt physically, we cry out in pain. When we hurt religiously, we cry out in lament. Lamentation might be described as a loud religious ouch. Over one third, that's 50 or so of the Psalms in the Bible are laments. You'll find lament throughout the Old Testament in the book of Job, also in the prophets. For example, Jeremiah cries out, "Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable?" There's a whole book in the Old Testament called Lamentations, which expresses the confusion and the suffering felt after the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. In the New Testament, we find people crying out to Christ for help. Remember the story of Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, where he shouts out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus himself laments in the Garden of Gethsemane when he cries out to God, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup from me." Or the words of Jesus that we find in Psalm 22, but also as he speaks in the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In the Bible, we find people who are not okay. The raw honesty of their words is startling at times. And it opens up for you and I a whole new way of praying and expressing ourselves. Psalm 13 is a psalm of lament. It was good to hear it being read earlier. But can I suggest that you do something else later? Find your Bible and look up Psalm 13. And if you don't have a Bible, you can Google on the internet and you'll find the psalm there online. As you read it, ask yourself, which words and phrases really chime with me? Which words and phrases say something about our world in these times? What is God saying to me as I read these words? A As I read through Psalm 13 this week, the words that jumped out for me were from verse 2. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? My mind can be a real battlefield at times as I wrestle with my thoughts. It can be utterly exhausting in the day and deprive me of sleep in the night. I suspect that I'm not alone in that, maybe perhaps especially in these times. Being honest about who we are and how we are is not a denial of our faith in God. It's rather an honest expression of lamenting prayer, calling out to God from the place of pain, reminding ourselves that we are not alone. Whether we know why we might be crying or not, God knows. Each tear is seen and wiped away by the hand of the divine. Worship leader Graham Kendrick wrote a beautiful song called For This I Have Jesus. And in the song, he wrote these words. For the tears that flow in secret in the broken times, for the moments of elation or the troubled mind, for all the disappointments and the sting of old regrets, all my prayers and longing that seem unanswered yet, for this I have Jesus. For this I have Jesus. For the weakness of my body, for the burdens of each day, for the nights of doubt and worry when sleep has fled away, needing reassurance and the will to start again. For this I have Jesus. For this I have Jesus. For this you and I have Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
We draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord of all, we thank you for the gift of prayer, and especially on this Sunday, as we think of the prayers of lament in the Bible, we thank you that we can be open and honest before you. For Lord, you have searched us and you know us. You know all about us and love us still. And for this, we give you our praise and our thanks. We thank you, O Lord, for all that is good in our lives at this time, for the blessings, large and small. Thank you, O God. We thank you too that we can come and bring our prayers to you, our prayers for the world, for others in our community and families, and for ourselves. Lord, hear us now as we pray. Loving Father, we pray particularly at this time for all of the efforts across the world as we emerge from times of lockdown. We think of the strangeness of the times that we have come through. We remember that there is for many an anxiety and fear of what the future holds. Lord, reassure us and calm us, we pray. Lord, we pray for those throughout the world who, whilst all of our minds have been occupied with the coronavirus, have still been struggling because they have had little to eat or to drink, have struggled because they have no roof over their heads, have struggled because they are fleeing persecution and danger in other places. Lord, have mercy on them and remind us to be mindful of them in our prayers and in our caring and in our giving. Heavenly Father, we pray for the church at this time. So strange for us not to be meeting in our buildings. And for many of us, we miss the friendship and the fellowship and the place of welcome there. But we thank you, O God, for technology. We thank you for the way we have been able to connect through the internet. Lord, here in Kay Park, we thank you for those who are making these services possible week by week. Lord, help us each one as we adapt to life as it is now, to know that we are not abandoned, that you are with us. Lord, we pray today for all those who are bereaved and lonely. We pray for those who are struggling with ill health in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, we pray for those in hospital or in a care home. Those who are unable to see their loved ones and feel the loss of that contact. Lord, bring your comfort to them. Lord, we pray too for all those trying to work out how life will be in the days as we emerge from the virus and the lockdown. In all of the questions unanswered, in all of the conundrums that still need to be solved, Lord, lead and guide us, your people, and those with authority in this land, throughout the world. Lord, we come to you this morning, and in the stillness now, we bring to you our own prayer. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. In the eye of the storm, the Lord Jesus stood up and said, "Peace, be still." And the waves and the wind were quietened. May we know that peace in our lives. And now together we join in the words that Jesus gave to his first followers, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you to all of you who have sent us photographs of your life during lockdown. We're putting those photographs together into a presentation. There were so many that they probably won't all be included, but you'll see that as part of our worship next Sunday morning. Also next Sunday morning, we're going to share together in communion, in taking the bread and the wine. If you would like to be part of that next Sunday, please make sure that you have ready a piece of bread and also a glass. And it doesn't need to be wine. It could be juice of any kind that you have in there, or even water. And that means that together we can share in remembering the Lord Jesus, and we can celebrate the oneness that we have through our faith in him. We look forward to seeing you next week.